for 618 North, 2720 East, unit number 8.
Correct.
Is that your building? Okay. I have instructions to give you a call when I can head out there. I just wanted to touch base with you, so you want a good time with you to meet up with the at?
Yes. How long? I'm not, obviously I don't live there, so when would you like to meet there?
Let me see. I can be flexible whenever you need it. I'm only about a 10-minute drive away as it sits now, so you just let me know whenever it's going to be best for you, and I can adapt to that.
Okay, let me get ready, and I should be heading out there. Give me about 15, 20 minutes. Is that okay?
Okay, that'll work.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Good morning, ma'am. Good morning.
Here. How are you?
I made it. Finally. I'm sorry. I hope you didn't have to wait for too long.
So, before we got here, I went ahead. I was checking the meter set out for any leaks, just to make sure there's no gas escaping on the outlet side of the barrel, which is where you would see a minor change in your bill. Everything checked out here. Do you know what, because I saw a note that says your appliances are off.
Yeah, just want to come and look at it.
Sure. What can happen is sometimes the appliances may be off, as in not running, but your furnace
turns off.
Your furnace is off. So the highest bill you have was about $83.
Wow, that's a lot. Because that unit, they're both the same. Now, not it isn't, but then it was. They're both empty.
Yeah.
And that one, the bill was $20-something. I have the bills right here.
Okay.
Perfect.
So the $83, is that this in for March or February?
We got the March bill.
Okay. I didn't think so, but I just wanted to make sure. And
nothing else.
That's it. So in February, how often were you here?
Not very often.
Has everything been off since February?
Let me show you the bills. They should have given you a printout of.
Yeah, I looked at it with my supervisor this morning.
Okay. Let's look at the view.
Yep.
Okay, keep going. We're in the
carpet. All right. Nice carpet.
Yeah, it's been, this place has been empty for a year.
Okay.
So, in the day, when we started taking care of it, and you could see, the first part of the 1 year that got empty, then we had, obviously we started working on it. Not, you can look at the bill amount, okay? And then here, that's the month we started working on it, so that was normal, 81. If you were here, then we had the carpenter come out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we were pretty much done. It went down to
30. This is last month, right?
Sir, or, I'm going to the whole
year. Okay.
Look at the year. That was over a year ago.
Okay.
I'm going to the history of the bill. This one, 15. Here it goes, 30. Same situation. Okay? Look, 11. We start with next month. 10. Wait. Yeah, 10 to 78. 10 to 78. At that time, everything was on. Okay? When we start seeing the thing shooting up, that's when we shut everything down. Because obviously, we were comfortable paying 11, 13.
Oh, yeah.
You know? 12. 11. 11. 13. And then 26. So I think the color, by the way, what happened? It doubled.
And this was December?
This is the service.
Yeah, I was looking at what month it was. Is it February or December?
Well, it has to be account summary, bill, payment received. You should say when the service from this date to this date. Service from December to January 20th.
Okay. That was, all right. 26. So, let me see, this was.
And it's up. We're, you know, then I told my husband it was doubling.
All right, so I can give you a partial explanation for at least some of the increase right away.
Yeah.
So, on this bill here, this is in from October to November of last year, right?
Yeah.
When you look at the charge for gas used, this is how much per decatherm or how much per unit. It was $9.62.
Okay.
So then you go to the next month, which is November to December of last year. You look at the average cost per decatherm. It went from $9 and some change to almost
$11. That's okay.
Yeah. So it's going to increase a little bit just off of that.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. We understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But to go all the way to $80, we don't.
Yeah.
And we definitely dispute that. Because mm-hmm. like you say, this is when everything was on.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that shut up here at the end. Because we saw how big these bills were starting to get.
Okay. So in just to throw that out there, it went up again from there. Here.
That's
so,
right. And it's understanding. Mm-hmm. And it's 24. And then it went to that. You know? And we don't understand what's going on. Because nothing, everything was different. About this time, we go, okay, this shut it off.
When did you shut it off in these months?
I said around this time.
Around
this
time?
When we saw this, there was no reason to shut it off then.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically, you know, we're going, okay, yeah, $10, $10, $10, $20, so we'll start calling. You know, what's going on? Oh, well, the weather changed, whatever. Okay, $3. We're still good. And then start climbing, you know, that's when we go, you know, here's when we call.
And even when it was, even in February, because February is a pretty cold month, even when it was cold, you still had everything off at that point, right?
Yeah, we shut off about this time, we shut it off when we start seeing this climbing.
Okay.
Okay, hang on a second. That's, I'm trying to see that lens. One.
February.
And then we can look at the unit next door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's unit B. Okay. Unit B was exactly the same situation. You know, everything was on.
Mm-hmm.
Unit B. Unit E, we didn't get it for much longer. That is a weird one, okay? Everything else was fine and nothing was, you know, everything was turned on then.
Mm-hmm.
And it got shut off here and that happened. Now let's compare to Unit B. Okay? Unit B. Unit B was about the same. Actually, this one it got switched into an A. And we had to go there and clean the floor broken. So it started at 21. That's fine. Yeah. This one went up to 32. we were working on.
Mm-hmm.
This one dropped down to 10.
So the $10 is just the, so every house has
everything
gas.
Was on.
Okay.
Okay.
So
this one never got shut off.
Mm-hmm.
It was on. This one shut off then.
Okay.
Okay. I'm showing you comparing the two units.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm following.
Okay. This one was 11. The units are pretty much the same size, same
mm-hmm.
square footage, same situation. This is $10. $12 in something. December 13. Compare December to December from there.
December.
Okay. And this is
January.
January. It went up, obviously. Things went on. Shut it off. This one was on all the whole time. So that's the normal for February. Why is February here this more? You know, this is like what? 3 times more? 4 times more? I don't know. Where this one was shut off and this one was never shut off.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the same issue. I think we dropped the bomb already with another house.
Okay.
So skyrocket. We want to know what went on, what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody was there. And all this was turned on up to this day. This one was turned on, no one was turned off.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Let's see. This was February for Unit B.
February for unit A. Exactly the same thing. And this one never got shut off in that one year. And this one has the water heater on this one is in the garage, so it's colder in the garage.
There may be
somebody didn't read the light or something.
So well, at least what I can see, and these are minor things, but minor things will all add up, right? And the reason I'm saying this is there may be an issue with how they build you, because at least first glance, you look at this unit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Utah sales tax for this unit for this year is 3.9%, right? Now this is for this year for unit B, correct?
This is unit B.
Okay. So when you look at this one for unit B, they build Utah sales tax at 6.75%.
Oh, no, excuse me, this is unit A.
Yeah, unit A. And this one is for unit B, though, because it was in the stack. Right?
Yeah, this unit B.
Okay. So
we're comparing this one to that one.
Look side by side here. Do you see where it says Utah sales tax?
Mm-hmm.
3.9%. For some reason, they build unit B at Utah sales tax at 6.75%. You look at the cost per decatherm, which is the total units, right? How many units of gas you use?
Yeah.
$10.74. Then you look at unit B, they bill you at $10.99.
Those
it
are
shouldn't
cents,
be.
Though. Those are cents.
Right, but what I'm
you're
getting at.
You're talking about 80 something dollars
mm-hmm.
compared to 26.
Right. And I understand that part. What I'm getting at is
I understand they're off a little bit. This one's a little bit more than that one. It's always been. This one's paid at 11, that one was paid at 10. We know that. But for it to be that different, no.
Mm-hmm. And there's a couple things I'm gonna do to try to resolve this.
And everything in here, it's this one is brand new, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me take the house brand new appliances, unit of gas. So I just you know, there's just no way. If I would have been just responsible for this unit,
mm-hmm.
and go, wow, you know, I would have not even got concerned. Mm-hmm. But I'm concerned because we have the next door unit, and nothing happened to that one. On drastic change, even though all this time it was on. Never got shut off. This is it. So we need to get to the bottom of it because
right.
I have not paid that much. Not.
So what I'm going to do, since everything's off, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to put a leak test on this meter. Just to make sure, because with both of those appliances off, nothing should move. So, but even when I'm all done here today, I would call and ask them why you're being billed at different costs per decatherm.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, it's a minor thing.
Yeah, it
but at the end of the day, it shouldn't be different for different units. So that's just one thing to keep in mind, regardless, is to ask them, you know, hey, is there any issues on your guys' system?
Yeah, but.
And ask them why the sales tax is different on both.
But it's different because this one is billed at 3.989.
Mm-hmm.
This is the high one.
And the other one, which is weird, is the lower cost per month, mm-hmm. but it's billed at a higher sales tax.
Yeah, but it's this is making this one larger, and this one it's only 24. This one mm-hmm. is more.
And that's what I'm going to do is.
So it's backward, you know. Now if I could see the 6 here, I could say, ah, you know. But the 6 is here, which is the lower one.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, at this point, it doesn't bother me because mm-hmm. even at 6 is 26. Even here at 3, it's 82.
Right.
Know?
So what I'm thinking is happening is there's a multitude of issues hitting at the same time.
But it's not hitting this one. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? This one is at 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hitting it. This one is being hit because it's at 6. But the price is still 26 here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not affecting this one. So I'm not going to sit there and bring in this information because this one was billed at a lower interest rate, a lower rate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not affecting that one. What you're saying, that, oh, it adds up. It's not adding up here.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, is if they inputted information in wrong, who knows what else is reading wrong? That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but if they're putting it wrong, but even if they put a lower rate,
mm-hmm.
then it should have been lower, but it's still higher. I don't know, but there's no way. You see the bookcase, you want to make sure I brought it in so you can compare it and see the history. This one never got shut off, never got turned off. It was just normal.
Mm-hmm.
And we were fine paying the 12 15 here because we were working at the beginning on it, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the same over there. But when this one shut off, that's gonna sum up. And then we have the same issue and we have a problem.
Right.
That are you gonna go to that one too?
I only came to this one because I had an order on my screen board.
Yeah.
If you were to call in for the other
I called and talked to him about both.
Okay.
That email had information about both. And this one shut off too. This one went to 54, which is not. This one was running
mm-hmm.
high too.
So
but let's address this one because that's what you're. And then I'll have to have somebody come and look at that one.
So, like I said, what I'll do right now is I'm going to go outside and put that leak test on the
mm-hmm.
on the house, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And if everything checks out there, what I'll do is I'll change the meter out to have it tested for accuracy.
Okay.
That's the extent of what I can do on my side.
Mm-hmm.
We can see all the summaries and everything like you just showed me, but we can't change information, input information, anything like that. All we're here to do is to make sure everything's safe and
perfect.
There's everything that we can do in our power.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that and me getting frustrated.
No,
because
yeah.
you could see the whole history and I thought
mm-hmm.
it was important for you to look at it.
Yeah.
You know, so you can report. You're welcome to take a picture of it
mm-hmm.
so that you can show your supervisor or whoever, you know, the comparison between A and B on
mm-hmm.
that month, especially. When this one never got shut off and this one was shut off. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference. Even on top of that they raised the rate here.
Yeah.
here, it was still lower than that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're welcome to take a picture of it. You know, so you can see that I'm a visual person, mm-hmm. you know.
Me too.
And for me, having this in front of me, it helps me understand and explain, you know.
I'll snap a picture real quick.
Just snap a picture of the whole thing, and then we can get up close for the last 2 months. The last month. You know, but like I said, A got shut off, then B never got shut off.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just transferred to the new tenant. Now, if that would have been the case and the new tenant would have got that, it would have probably got all upset because you're going, hey, you know, why are we paying this much? Are we paying the gas for the other house too?
So is anyone living in?
Now they've moved in.
In B?
Yeah.
Okay.
B, yeah. This is the end bill. Maybe we'll get another bill.
Mm-hmm.
But they changed the utilities, I think, on the 6th.
Okay.
Everything got changed into a week. So it's out of our hands now.
Okay.
But that, like I said, there was never a problem with it. We could see the fluctuation, mm-hmm. and we were okay with it. But when it went from 13 to 26, we're going, okay, something's going on there. And I did call, and she says, well, it's cool enough, you know. I go, well, okay. Well, give it the benefit of the doubt. And then it went to that. That's when I said, no benefit of the doubt there.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, we got all that, then you can report
yep.
to that. And then I will call on the other one, because the other one is also important.
Okay.
And that one shut off. You know, we're moving furniture in that one, but everything shut off too, which this... that one has the dryer, has a dryer that is on gas,
okay.
but it's shut off, no one's using it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's been shut off for a long time. Even when the guy came to do the carpet, we shut everything off because we didn't want him to leave the door open and,
mm-hmm.
anyway. So.
All right. Well, let me go do that test real quick outside. It'll be about 5 minutes or so, and then I'll know if it passes, I'll change the meter out. If it fails, then there's obviously something to look into, but I'll still change the meter out.
Okay,
so,
thank
right?
you. Yeah, maybe. Things don't last forever.
Mm-hmm. It's possible.
That could be a possibility.
We shall see.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.